Henry Dwyer's got a good run around race 7 too. Irish Playboy.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Irish Playboy's going for a needle eye opening two, coming from nowhere. Irish Playboy from the back in a great ride through the middle has beaten Steamboat Rock.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
All right, we do. And we're going to find your winner today, no doubt about that. No doubt. Maybe some doubt. Let's have a look. We've got two meetings to get our teeth into today, Whitey. And Mowie is the afternoon session, which we love. And then there's the evening session as well. But Mowie is the afternoon session. We've got grass to talk about there, please.
Well, not only have we got grass to talk about, we've got a cup to talk about. It's Mowie Cup Day. So the Country Cup Circuit will be on our digital channel this afternoon with Gareth Hall, Maggie Payne and Nick Quinn. Part of our afternoon coverage. So download the app, Carnival, this afternoon. Just complete coverage right throughout the course of the afternoon of Mowie Cup Day, also on rsn.net.au or a digital radio. But Paul Graham is the track manager at Mowie. We speak to Paul a lot. We were talking to him a couple of weeks ago about the preparation of Cup Day, and now it's arrived. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, lads. How are we going today?
Terrific, Paul.
We're going well. Now, the weather forecast is pretty good, Paul. It's pretty good. You've got no excuse for today.
We've managed to do it. Yes. No. It's a clinking morning, and it's going to be a great day. Yeah, 18 degrees. I think we're looking at 25k easterlies, which is really good because we had just on 10 mil of rain last night.
Right.
No, she bucketed down from around about 6:30 till about 8:30. Yeah, it was cats and dogs stuff. But it's got through the track really well. So we're very, very pleased. So, look, we've come in at 5.65, which adds up to a soft 7. I zoomed a few rounds just before, and like the guys are saying, it's probably borderline. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if we were upgraded during the day, especially once the easterly starts coming in. But the track's looking a picture. The whole place is looking great. Just a pity that the locals can't come in and enjoy it. But it's still going to be a cracking day's racing.
Yeah, absolutely. It is sad about that, obviously, especially when it's such a nice day. So 5.65 soft 7 rail position, just confirming?
Back to the true. And yep, we haven't been in the true since August 3, so it's a beautiful 6 metres of new grass. So, yeah, we're walking on cloud 9 this morning.
Fantastic, Paul, and it's great that you've got a great day weather, because I know that sometimes that's not the case on Cup Day in the past, so hopefully it all goes really well for you.
Yeah, no, compared to last year, it is one out of the box.
Fantastic.
Good luck, Paul. Have a great day.
Thank you, lad. You too. Bye-bye.
Paul Graham, track manager at Mowie Cup Day. Andrew Noble's got a couple heading to Mowie Cup Day, and he joins us on the early mail. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. You've got two today at Cup Day. You've got race 4, number 6, War Games, who's stepping up in class after a maiden win last time out. First up, it was for that win. Second up today, 975 to the 1,000. Soft track, any concern?
He's had one go on a soft track at Hamilton, but it was started off firm that day and rain during the day, and it got a bit slippery. So just listening to the track manager then going, given the track report, I think it'll be a way for him. Improving track is good.
Right, improving track is good for War Games. Where will War Games be in the run? Has he come on?
He's trained on really well. I thought he was good at Pond Hill. It's a pretty dominant win in the end. And he's come on well since then. He'll go forward from that gate. Whether we leave him fucking behind him, we'll just see how it pans out. But he's in good shape.
All right, that's race 4, number 6, War Games. And you got, in the cup, you got Think We're Due, race 7, number 4. Now, there's a bit of pressure on here because there's some high-powered MRC sort of heavies in the ownership of this group. I'm sure you're feeling a little bit of heat today, but what's Think We're Due going to give us today?
I think he's in really good order. He's been in some couple of last races running, have been good quality fields, come back a little bit classy, although it's a pretty competitive race then, so... You know, he's drawn nicely. Track condition's perfect for him, and he should get a nice run from there, although there's a fair bit of pace, so we'll either lead or he'll be just in behind the leaders, depending how quick they want to go.
All right. So which one's your best today, Andrew, at Cup Day?
I think We're Due's a really good each-way chance. He's going well. I thought his last run was... he just wanted to lay in a bit in the straight, and the track was confirmed from them, but his form, that's really good, so I'd say he's my best.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. It'd be nice to walk away with the Mowie Cup today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Andrew Noblett, where there's race seven, number four, Think We're Due, is going to join us. So we got some Pakenham activity. We have got some. Rammer, yeah. Need to say something?
I've got some Pakenham activity tonight. My dad's horse is running tonight at Pakenham. Race four, number seven, Fixated. It's the favourite, and it's should give a good show.
All right. Well, race four, number seven, did you say?
Yes.
I know. Race four, number seven tonight at Pakenham. Well, that's very, very, all very well and good, that is. But I can tell you at Pakenham tonight, the evening session, the rail is true. The condition of the track at the moment is a soft six. Some showers around. The penetrometer at 6.5 at the moment. Graham Begg has got four heading to Pakenham tonight. He joins us on the early mail this morning. Good morning, Graham.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. Good luck to you today. You got four heading to Pakenham today for the races. You got race one, number 11. What is it? Fear Her with a PH, which is interesting. Is favourite, Graham, first up today.
Yeah, well, she had a couple of nice jump outs leading into today's race, and she showed us a bit of ability last preparation, so she should be very competitive.
All right, Fear Her, very competitive after a couple of good jump outs. What about Deal Flow, race two, number three, who is first up today? Dundeal Filly, 3-year-old Dundeal Filly over the 1200. What are you thinking there?
She's showing us nice ability. Obviously, she's not going to the races until she's. Well, she's a three-year-old, but she's had a few little setbacks in her career. But she's also got nice ability. She's had a couple of jump outs leading into tonight's race. And, I'm sure she'll run very well.
So you got a bit of an opinion of Deal Flow?
Yeah, it goes well.
Okay. All right, it's race two, number three. Just check your local guides. Race five, number one, Palumbo, is also first up. Have you got anything at the stable that's not first up?
Yeah, she's first off. First up after a long layoff, she'll probably need the experience of going back to the races, but she's a filly we've got a good opinion of. Got a big weight tonight, so I think probably once she gets a run under the belt, next time she'd be better suited.
All right, that's race five, number one. Then race eight, number two, Il Divo, is also first up again today and also got a good weight. But Geordie Childs in the saddle, who rode him out of his socks on Wednesday at Caulfield. He's in pretty good form. That's a good sign.
Yeah, no, that's correct. This horse also will probably need the run tonight. He's first up for some months, and as you said, he's a big weight. Distance is probably just a tad short for him, but it's a conditioning run, so to speak.
Right, a conditioning run. So which one's going to get out there and take the chocolates for us today, Graham, please, for our dollar punters?
You get your money early, race one and two.
Race one and two, we'll double it up.
Race one and two.
Yeah, we've never had that before. The confidence in that is just magnificent. Graham,
well, Graham
you're a star.
Is a Friday specialist. He's given us plenty of winners before on a Friday just to get the coffers nice and high for the weekend.
Well, that's a way to set it up today. Have a great day today, Graham. Appreciate that.
Cheers, guys.
Good stuff, Graham Begg with two. We're just going to get our cash early, all it up. 1.11 into 2.3 tonight at Pakenham. That sounds like an outstanding evening in front of the television. What a way to start and get a big, big bank of cash for a big day of racing. It is the Stella Artois Caulfield Cup tomorrow and after the news with Johnny Bowden, we're going to go through that and a whole lot more with Dean Lester, the world's greatest.